Well, Chris McNulty, I suppose that the first question on everybody's lips this afternoon, given the weather conditions at the moment, this game has suffered already due to the weather, was to be played on Wednesday night in Ballybuffet, moved now to tomorrow in Father Tierney Park. What's the prospect of it going ahead? Have you heard anything?
No, well, I suppose the encouraging thing for us, Tom, is that we haven't heard anything about pitch inspections or that the game's in doubt. Now, we're looking out the window here on the mountain top and we see a clear sheet of white in front of us. But the encouraging thing about it, we haven't heard that Ballyshannon, as of yet, is in any doubt. So certainly the Ulster fixtures planners will be hoping that tomorrow's game goes ahead, given that the National League's going to be upon us in a couple of weeks' time, and it would give them a bit of a fixtures headache were it not to go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's obviously something we'll be listening to, but as of now, obviously there must be a feeling that Father Tierney Park is going to be playable, otherwise we would have been told at this stage. So looking ahead, and actually before we look ahead to the game as well, you know, a lot of talk about maybe semi-finals and making the knockout stages. As you see it today, what are Donegal's prospects of making that should they win tomorrow?
Well, I think at this stage, I think Rory even said it during the week, that his aim wasn't particularly to reach the semi-finals. It was more of getting another game under the belt and getting, you know, a few more of the experienced guys back in action and getting a bit more game time to the young fellas in the panel. And looking at the score and difference and stuff, Donegal are going to be up against it. Just a quick look through the numbers here. We're going to have to beat Fermanagh by 12 points to guarantee ourselves a place in the semi-finals. Given that he's got a lot of players based down the country, a lot of them in Limerick and a lot in Dublin, I think they would nearly rather not go through, if that makes sense. I think they would rather just maybe stick to their own training schedule at this stage, given that Derry game in the National League is going to be upon us in a couple of weeks' time. It may in fact be more beneficial just to sort of keep working towards that, but given the heavy defeat that first day in Derry, I think has probably scuppered our chances. We can take it as read. I think that Derry will beat Queens tomorrow probably.
That'll mean they'll win the group.
Quite comprehensively. And then it's a battle between themselves and Fermanagh, who are already on 4 points to advance. So, yeah, look, even looking at that Tyrone Armagh group, Armagh have a points difference of plus 11. So, you know, even to play for the best runners-up spot is, I think, a bit beyond us at this stage.
Yeah, unless we bang in 3 goals tomorrow and win by 12 or 13 points. Anyway, Rory Gallagher named the selection during the week ahead of the game for Wednesday night's game. He hasn't issued anything on it since, but I know you've been speaking to him since Wednesday night. What's he thinking?
Yeah, well, no, he had issued a team for Wednesday night that included Paul Durkin and Eamon McGee in for their first appearances of the year. He's in these more experienced guys back into action. And speaking to him after the postponement of Wednesday's game, he indicated that he was going to review the whole thing from scratch following last night's training. And there was an indication that we could possibly see some of those big hitters, the likes of Michael Murphy, Neil Gallagher and or Carr Lacey, some of those definitely likely to see game time tomorrow. He was indicating that Paddy McGrath, who was based in Dublin during the week and wasn't going to play Wednesday night, was going to make his return to the squad. And of course Mark McHugh was named again. He missed the Queen's game through a quad injury, but fit again. And again, Mark, one of those guys that he wants to get game time to back in the squad, of course. And I suppose he has a few levels to find before the National League.
And of course, obviously with the National League just 2 weeks away tonight, isn't it 2 weeks away this week? Obviously Rory wants to get the Michael Murphys, the Carl Lacey's some game time.
Absolutely, you know, because they're so pivotal, these players, and anything that he's going to be doing in terms of his tactics, in terms of his game plans, it's going to revolve around those guys. And you know, Michael had a really long season, as had Neil Gallagher, with the club. They were away with the All-Stars, they were away with international rules and that. You know, they had a really, really long season, and I think, you know, from the sound bites that we've been getting from the squad, Rory hasn't really been sort of pressing the button with these guys. He's been letting them ease back into action, but at the same time he does want to get them integrated. And I suppose, you know, he's been trying as well, like, you know, we look at that team that was named on Wednesday night, the likes of Kieran McGinley, Owen McHugh, Daniel McLaughlin, Hugh McFadden, these guys, I suppose more beneficial, Tom, that they're playing with the Michael Murphys and the Carr Lacys, you know, because when they're playing themselves it can maybe become a bit of a burden to them. But you know, it certainly makes it easier when you've the likes of Carr Lacey delivering a ball into you, or you're playing on a forward line alongside Michael Murphy.
And of course the big news this week was the retirement of Rory Kavanagh. A lot of doubt over it, for the last couple of months, finally put to bed this week. What's been the reaction you've been finding from people?
Yeah, well, I suppose there wasn't maybe any great surprise, you know, because I suppose when you look at what Rory's situation, you know, he had a long, hard to think about it, I think both in 2012 and last year. Didn't come as a surprise, but, you know, it's sad to see a player like Rory Kavanagh hanging up the inter-county boots. You know, he's given so, so much to Donegal over the last 14 years. And you see somebody like Eamon McGee saying that, you know, he was one of the best footballers that he ever played with, and, you know, genuinely saying that. And I suppose he's the first of our All-Ireland winners from 2012 to officially retire. You know, it's the end of an era for Rory. You look at Rory's early years, Tom, with Donegal. He was 5 years in the panel before he made a championship start. You know, there's players now that wouldn't hang around that long or wouldn't have that sort of level of perseverance. But, you know, since he came in under Brian McIver in 2006, what service he's given. He's been probably, I don't know if underrated is the word, but he was maybe unlucky to miss out in an All-Star in 2012. Probably unfortunate that, you know, he was playing alongside Neil Gallagher, who had such a colossal year that year. And even back last year, up till his sending off in the National League final against Monaghan, he was probably Donegal's best player by quite some distance in the league. Took him a while then to get maybe into the championship.
Well, he was carrying an injury as well.
That's right, and I suppose that coincided as well with the suspension, and there was all that going on, but he came back, you know, and again he had a fantastic championship for Donegal last year. And I suppose, look, Rory Kavanagh, you know, he owes Donegal nothing. And you know, you look at his 10th in the all-time appearances list for the county. You know, he just has given so much service, and you know, we wish Rory all the best. And you know, I mean, Donegal's loss will certainly be St Union's gain.
And it wasn't all bad news this week, because you had a story yesterday in the Donegal News. Anthony Thompson working in Liverpool, I think, but he's made himself available.
Yeah, Anthony's got a new job as an engineer over in England, and himself and his girlfriend Nicole McHugh are based over there now. But Rory Gallagher's been quite anxious to have Anthony Thompson. You know, he's one of the sort of unsung heroes of Donegal. He's been so consistent over that last 4 years, and thankfully this week Anthony has confirmed that he's going to fly back. He's fortunate that he's living quite close to Stansted Airport, just outside London, and it makes the commute to both Knock and City of Derry airports quite feasible and quite easy. I think door to door, you know, the journey's not going to be too arduous. He's got a strength and conditioning programme geared up for him over in England, so he's going to come back, and we can, I think, expect to see him back in action on the 31st of January against Derry and Balwellfay.
My apologies there, because I understood he was in Liverpool, but he's obviously moved to London. So, but the only missing man now is his club colleague Leo McLoone. What's the latest on Leo?
Yeah, well, I suppose a couple of weeks ago, Rory Gallagher confirmed us that Leo McLoone had indicated that he was taking a break from inter-county football. Now, there was no time frame put on that, but I understand since that last weekend, or maybe towards the end of last week, that Leo has taken the captaincy of Niamh Connell. There had been an indication that he was going to go travelling, but it seems as though he's just going to commit to the club for the time being. Now, whether that means we can rule him out of league or ultimately championship, we're not quite sure at this stage. It seems to be a wait and hope with Leo McLoone at this particular point.
And I think I seen where Rory Gallagher as well was mentioning that the panel was always opening, so when the days get longer and the sun comes out, if Leo wishes to come back at that stage, he'd be more than welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, somebody like Leo McLoone, the door's always going to be open for them. Again, like, he had fantastic championship last year, scored the crucial goal against Derry, bagged another one against Antrim, and again, you know, I suppose there aren't too many Leo McLoones in Donegal, Tom, in the squad. Like, you know,
underrated.
Absolutely underrated, yeah. You know, he does so much unseen and maybe unsung work. You know, he doesn't do the, you know, maybe bagging the glory of the likes of Carl Lacey or Michael Murphy, but, you know, he's quietly effective. And again, the squad, we've said it over the last couple of years, it isn't quite a thick panel, and Rory is indicating that it's going to be open-ended. Come the under-21s, the minors, he's going to, you know, it's a blank canvas for everyone. And just because you aren't in the panel for the start of the National League, it certainly in no way rules you out for the bigger days later in the year.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, Chris, obviously we're in the dark in relation to the team lineup, but what are you looking for tomorrow? What will Rory Gallagher be looking for?
Well, I suppose it goes without saying Rory will be looking to win the game, and not just because, you know, it's against Fermanagh, the, you know, his native county, he's a native of Baleek, of course. You know, he did mention to us, jokingly or not, last week that he played or he faced Fermanagh twice when he was Donegal coach in, I think it was 2011 and 2013. Lost both of those games, so there's maybe a wee want there to sort of scratch that particular one off. More than anything, though, he's going to be looking for performances. The likes of Paul Durkin and Eamon McGee coming back, and we know what these guys can do, but there have been, you know, a few of the the younger faces that have shown up well. Owen McHugh, we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago, has had a pretty good campaign. We've been impressed by the likes of Martin O'Reilly, scored 1-2 last week. It's been a big McKenna Cup for them. Also a big campaign for Martin McIlhenny, Tom, given this week's announcement by Rory Kavanagh that he's gone. I mean, I suppose Martin's maybe the heir apparent there, you know, and again, he was involved quite a bit under Jim McGuinness. We're just looking for these guys to sort of keep going. You know, Christy Toy came back in last week, fantastic game. Oran McNeilis was the big plus last week. But outside of those guys, we know what they can do. We're just looking for maybe the new players to just show us a wee bit more tomorrow.
And you're facing a Fermanagh team going into the competition, into the game unbeaten, defeated Queen's University and had a big scalp last week in Brewster Park against Derry. So obviously it's going to be a good test.
Yeah, and Pete McGrath, I just heard him on the BBC on Wednesday and or Tuesday actually, and what was a preview to the game that should have been on Wednesday night. And like, he was making no apologies that he wants Fermanagh to make a big impact in the league this year, and again gearing towards championship. He was a late appointment last year and probably just didn't get the traction through the year, you know. But we look at the performances of Sean Quigley, and I suppose that's maybe one of the reasons that Rory Gallagher's turned to Eamon McGee. You know, it's been a pretty inexperienced full back line, with the exception of Paddy McGrath that we've seen in the couple of games to date. So I suppose we can take it as read that Eamon McGee will be a bit of a baptism for his first game. Sean Quigley's been in fantastic form for Fermanagh. Again, look, you know, they're starting at a low base in Fermanagh. There's maybe not a wild lot of expectation, but you know, given that it'll, you know, there'll be a few experienced heads in Donegal, they'll see tomorrow as a scalp or a possible scalp for them.